The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening and welcome to Effingham, Kansas. It's high school basketball on a Friday night here on Care Radio and in the Northeast Kansas League. The Tigers at ACC Chester playing host to the Oskaloosa Bears. Hello again, everybody. We've got our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio, producer, engineer, all-around guy to handle stuff. Joseph, thank you. Appreciate all you do down there. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And okay, I'm not your parent. You do not have to listen to anything I say, but I'm going to tell you right now, stay home tonight, okay? It's snowing. It is a snowy road on the way to Effingham here this evening. And with that said, are there a lot of people here? Yeah, quite a few. Probably would there be more if the weather was nicer? I don't think there could be any question about that. But the intrepid travelers are here tonight, and we're going to be entertained to a couple of really good ball games. Let's take a look at the starters, shall we? Oh, and by the way, just to kind of give you a little heads up how this is going to go, visiting with the officials before this varsity, girls varsity game that's coming up next, in order to accelerate the evening and to get everybody out and on the way home as quickly as possible, they put only 10 minutes up between the JV game and the girls' varsity, and there'll be 10 minutes between the girls' varsity and the boys' varsity. Half times are going to be 5 minutes. So, they're cutting time off, and we're going to be able to be moving, I suspect, at a rapid clip. Let's look at the starters. What do you say? First of all, for head coach Kevin Lane, his assistant coach Tanya Kramer, the Oskaloosa High School Lady Bears are going to be starting. Sophomore Hallie Wright and sophomore Paris Marsh. And you got Michaela Boyd in there. Michaela's a senior. Emma Vogel, another sophomore, and a senior, Lex Vassal. So three sophomores, two seniors. We're going to bring you the Lady Tiger starters, a little insight, and then the tip of the ladies' game right after this.
And has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest way possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas. Good except for the girls game, the first of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. HCCHS hosting Oskaloosa. We mentioned Oskaloosa starting Wright, Marsh, Boyd, Vogel, and Massell. For HCCHS, said head coach Andrew Eckert, Lady Tigers are going to go with sophomore Madison Martin. They're going to have Danny Chu out there. Danny's a senior. They're also going to have Mackenzie Scholes and Corey Wagner, a couple of juniors, and Mackenzie Bowerly, a third junior. So one senior, three juniors, and a sophomore for the Lady Tigers. Oskaloosa comes into the ballgame 3-2 in the conference at 4-2 overall. For ACCHS, Lady Tigers come in at 2-4 in the conference and 2-5 on the season. Again, stick around, the guys game coming up after this one. Now, if you tuned in thinking that you were going to be hearing maybe Phoenix Scotty's game, well, that was the original plan. About midday today, the school has decided that because of the weather, even anticipated being worse down in Shawnee County, they decided to reschedule that game. So, quick move on the run, and here we are in Effingham tonight. Happy to be here with you and bringing you this ball game. Tomorrow on Kent Radio, it'll be Benedictine basketball. The Ravens will be at Mount Mercy. And there are going to be a couple of early games because of the distance in that trip. Ladies game, 12 noon, and the guys game at 2. So join us for both of those here on Care. Oskaloosa in there traveling. I'm going to call it a Kansas blue, white numerals and red trim. For ACCHS, it'll be those home whites with orange and black. Lex Mussel coming into the center circle for Lady Bears. It'll be Madison Martin for the Lady Tigers. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball this evening on Care Radio, the official. Getting everybody squared up to get the ball up in the air. It is up, tip of the way. Tigers are going to clear it down. We're underway. With the basketball in the backcourt is going to be Corey Wagner. Corey will work her way around to the right side. Gives a little dribble, lives way out on the elbow. We're going to see Oskaloosa starting to zone. The pass in the middle for Martin is going to be out of her reach. And down at the baseline, we'll have a jump ball. As it gets tied up, it's going to come back to Oskaloosa. We are just moments into the game, and already you can see these two teams coming out. And this one, they are playing hard. Bears coming into the forecourt. That's going to be Hallie Wright bringing it up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side. Kicks it over to Parrish Marsh in front of the Tiger student section. Way up top side once again, Vogel. Oskaloosa, pretty patient in this first possession. Goes to the baseline. Shot up from just outside the block. It's going to be well short. Rebounding it down, and again, up court with it is going to come Corey Wagner. She'll outlet it down the right side for the Tigers to Mackenzie Schultz. Schultz comes out on top. Bowerly thought about the three, then didn't. Dumps it over to Danny Chu on the left side. Player defense employed by Oskaloosa here at the onset of the ball game, driving into the lane, stumbling and tripping and traveling with the ball. Tigers are going to turn it over. So a minute into the ball game, we've seen four possessions. We've seen no points. And Oskaloosa back up floor. They'll take it across at the middle where Hallie Wright will work around to the left side. Interesting matchup in the middle between Lex Massal and Madison Martin. Two of the taller athletes in this conference. Massal will drive in, her shot won't go, and Martin is going to rebound it down. Here comes Atchison County. This time it'll be Bowerly. She'll drive in, little push off, kicks it back. Wagner for three, too strong. Rebound Massal. She'll clear it away. Here comes Oskaloosa. We're still scoreless a minute and a half in. Sometimes it feels like the teams take a minute to get those game levels. We'll talk about it a little bit, get settled in. That has been the case so far here this evening. Right now, Oskaloosa has the basketball. They'll dump it deep to the right side, almost to the baseline. Now on top from 17, the shot is short. And a rebound pulled down by Martin. Madison has her second board of this young game. 2 minutes in. scoreless here in Effingham, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League basketball. A lot of games going on around the conference. Pretty full slate of them. Stepping inside the circle, the ball's going to be knocked out of Bowerly's hands. Picked back up by Oskaloosa. The dish over to the left side, and it's going to be stolen back by Corey Wagner. So Oskaloosa trying to find the open shot, and in the process, Corey Wagner saw where that was going. Nicely stepped in front of the ball, and now the cross-court pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by Michaela Boyd. Tigers are going to have it back in play. 5.5 to go in the scoreless opening quarter. Starters out there still for both coaches. Coach Eckert with Martin Schultz, Wagner, Powerly, and Chu. Coach Lane with Wright, Marsh, Boyd, Vogel, and Massal. Now the cross-court pass stolen. Here comes a breakaway. Hallie Wright goes in, goes up. There's her first point of the game. Hallie Wright will score, and it is 2-0 Oskaloosa. 5:10 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers are working around to the left side. Feed into the middle. There's no room. Back out topside they go. Here's Bowerly with the basketball. Tries to juke her defender. Wright not buying any of it. Bowerly's going to back away with the dribble into the corner. Now lofted over to the elbow. 4:44 to go. Opening quarter. Bowerly will launch the long shot. Off the rim. No rebound. Slapped out by Massal. Knocked it out of the hands of Martin. Up court with it will come Oskaloosa. Caleb Boyne is going to bring it down and then rotate it back off on top. Gets it there to Vogel. Emma dishes right side. Parrish Marsh with it. All the way across to the left side to Wright. Lady Tigers trying to decide if they're in a player defense zone. There's not a lot of movement. It's got to be a little player defense. Oskaloosa looks into the middle. Dribbles it back off on top. 4 minutes to play. Opening quarter, 2-0. Oskaloosa in front. If you like a lot of scoring, this has not been your game. Here's a driving layup that is going to be well short. Tigers are going to rebound it down, and once again, you'll find Corey Wagner running the ball club, bringing the ball up the floor. Tigers going from left to right across your dial. Opening quarter. Here's a nice feed to the block, and it's going to be blocked away. Bowerly shot thrown out by Massal, and now we're going to get a foul called. It is going to be on the second player coming in. It's not going to be on Lex Massal. It is going to be on Emma Vogel. It will be her first, and it will be the first foul by either team in the game here today. 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the line, Mackenzie Bowerly. First free throw will not go in. One more shot coming up for Bowerly. The Tigers are going to make a substitution, and they'll bring Ava Spear into the game. Ava, another sophomore for Coach Eckert. Second free throw is in, and the Tigers are on the board. It is 2-1. 3:40 to go, opening quarter. Here comes Oskaloosa. Massal with it way up top side. Little skip pass back over to the right. Driving in, pulling up, little bunny hop jump shot is up, no good. Bowerly will pull down the rebound and bring it up the floor herself. Take it down the right side, goes in, multiple steps later. The shot does not go in, but the rebound will be lost out of bounds. It'll come back into Atchison County. Again, the officials, I think, I don't know, they'll call it the Euro step. I just feel like they're a little more lenient. Here's a shot on the inbound off the hand of Martin. It won't drop. And a rebound swept away by Oskaloosa. Bears back up the floor with it. Into the middle, batted away, saved. The feed to Massal. She's got it off the block, brings it to the free throw line. The 15-footer is up and in. Emma Vogel will have her first points, and Oskaloosa stretches its lead now to 4-1. We're inside 3 to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS still in the backcourt. They'll take it across the timeline. Pass to the left side to Corey Wagner. Comes back out on top, Bowerly. Oskaloosa has shifted defenses now. They have gone to a 2-3 zone, so right in the middle of play. Now the ball is batted away. It's loose on the floor, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And official across the way says in the backcourt, it's off Oskaloosa. Opening quarter's gone by relatively quickly. We've still got 2.5 minutes to play, but lot of up and down. Not so much scoring. 4-1. Lady Bears with the lead right now. Tigers work the outside. Bowerly will launch the three. It rims off no good. And the rebound underneath to Martin. And she'll horse it up and in. That was a nice play by Madison Martin, picking up her first points of the game and making it a one-point game at 4-3. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. Pass comes out on top. Oskaloosa, little two-handed bounce across the lane, is knocked free. They were looking for Masal. ACCHS has done a good job of keeping Lex off the scoreboard. She has no points yet tonight. Tigers with the basketball, trying to get by one. Here's an uncontested three that is considerably too strong, and then the tall rebound is going to go up and over the top of the backboard. Baca is going to come in, too. Oskaloosa. Masal's looking to get a little bit of a breather, and she is going to check out for a little bit, catch her wind. 4-3. Lady Bears, they have never trailed in the game. And they'll come into the forecourt. Temple Drive, the left side, going to be Paris Marsh. And now, an undercut. A Tiger had slipped and fallen to the floor. That's Ellie Spear who has just come in. And as Ellie had fallen to the floor, the Oskaloosa player runs into her, trips over her. Ellie's going to be whistled for her first foul. And Oskaloosa's back up the floor. Here's a three from the left elbow off the window and no good. And Spear's going to rebound this thing down. Ellie, the smallest player on the floor, but put herself in a good spot to come away with that rebound. And up court with the basketball will be ACCHS. Is we're at the minute mark to go opening quarter. On the left side, Bowerly will turn, shoot, misses the rim, but it's going to be saved nicely. Here's a three for Spear off the mark, wide to the left side. Now the ball being scrummed for it. It'll be taken away by Oskaloosa, and we'll have a Tiger foul on the effort. Chris is going to come over to the scorer's table and let us know the foul is going to be on Madison Martin. It'll be her first. Lady Tiger team foul two inside the last minute of the opening quarter now. It is 4-3. Oskaloosa Bears with the ball. Up floor with it. Going to be Michaela Boyd. Back over to the right, Paris Marsh, and her pass down to the baseline is out of reach for Hallie Wright. Back again, it will come to the Tigers. Half a minute to play in the opening quarter. ACCHS maybe looking for a last shot here. They've spread it out. Taking plenty of time. Now driving in, Spear off the window, no. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Oskaloosa, and they're going to give it back. Beautiful movement of the ball, and an easy layup underneath for Bowerly. Tigers have taken their first lead of the game at 5-4. 10 seconds left in the half, or the quarter, rather. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Oskaloosa, a shot at the buzzer off the back of the rim, and the opening quarter has drawn to a close. It's a close one. We expected it would be. We'll be back bringing you the second quarter. After one, it is ACCHS 5, Oskaloosa 4.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
A lot of games going on in and around the care listening area this evening. And at halftime, Joseph's going to have some scores of some of them. And as the evening wears on, we will have more scores of more of them. And when it's all said and done, that's right, it's going to be the Jake and Boz Show. You need to quit calling it the scoreboard show. The Jake and Boz Show. They're going to be on the high school basketball scoreboard show after the games tonight and go all around the area, covering scores, covering stories, getting you recaps, getting you up to speed with all of the things, high school basketball, that have gone on in and around the listening area. So stick around for that. It'll be Lady Tiger basketball as they'll come in. The shot is blocked, and a foul is called, putting the Tigers on the free throw line. I suspect it's 14, and it is for Oskaloosa. It'll be foul number two by Emma Vogel. Now, the scoreboard is incorrect, okay? Let's just be very clear here. That is not the second foul. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter. Free throw for Mackenzie Scholes is not good, and it remains 5-4. So the status is, for fouls, not what it says on the scoreboard, it is one for Oskaloosa and none for Atchison County. Second free throw is up. It'll also hit the rim and carry him away, where Oskaloosa brings it down, and Paris Marsh comes up with a rebound, comes up with a basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Talking to you about the game is going on around the area. It's going to be Hiawatha tonight at Royal Valley. Sabetha travels over to Holton. Here's a jump shot left side, but before the shot of travel, and Oskaloosa wipes that bucket away, we'll give it back. Nemaha Central at Jeff West, Riverside at Perry LeCompton. We've got Donovan West at Washington County, Troy at Valley Heights, Oskaloosa at ACCHS, the one we're at right now. MHMA is at Horton, McLeod Jackson Heights. Valley Falls is at Jeff North. Tiger shot up, won't go in. Back up with it will come. Oskaloosa, the drive to the right side of the lane. Now a lot of traffic. The ball is rolling around. It's on the floor and picked up, Tigers. A minute gone in the second quarter. Here comes ACCHS, who leads in the game by one with 6:50 to go in the first half. Here's a shot from the outside. There's a three that's up and good. Our first three of the game belongs to the Tigers, Ava Spear. It is 8-4, and Atchison County is on a 7-0 run right now. It's 6.5 to play in the first half. Ball swings over to the right side. Oski with it. Michaela Boyd deep in the corner. We'll try to pass down to the baseline. They're looking for Masal. Here's the thing. Tigers know who's going to cause them trouble. They know who is going to score for Oskaloosa. Lex Masal. What have they done? They have defended her extremely well. Lex has no points yet. 6:28 to go in the first half. For Oskaloosa, Masal is a double-double average player, okay? Double-figure scoring, double-figure rebounds. And those are averages on the year. That is a difficult thing to do. Here's Oskaloosa three. Won't go. Long rebound. They Bears. They'll go back over to the right side. Drive again. The shot is going to be blocked away out of bounds by Martin. 6 minutes to go. First half, 8-4. ACCHS remains out in front. Oskaloosa will bring it in. Looking for Masal. It is going to be taken away from her. And in an effort to retake the basketball, we will have another Oskaloosa foul. And that might be another one on Vogel, is it? No. It will be on Michaela Boyd. So Boyd will pick up her first foul. It'll be team foul two of the second quarter by Oskaloosa. And as we go inside 6 minutes to play in the opening half, ACCHS with a four-point lead controlling the basketball. Corey Wagner skips it back behind her. Martin passes up the 16-footer. Bowerly will put up a runner. It's good for two. Mackenzie Bowerly with five. And with that bucket, Oskaloosa is going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it also. What do you say? 5 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the opening half here in Effingham, Kansas. It is ACCHS Lady Tigers 10, Oskaloosa 4.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thank you.
as we return to ACCHS here in Effingham, Kansas. The Tigers are called back on defense. It'll be brought in by Oskaloosa. The quick shot goes up by Massal. It won't go in. And the long rebound taken away by Atchison County. Cleared by Corey Wagner. Corey having a great game. Brings the ball up the floor. Swings it over to the right side to Bowerly. Underneath, it's going to go to Martin. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Madison. It'll be her second foul of the ball game. Tiger, team foul one of the quarter. They've got the scoreboard repaired, by the way. One team foul by ACCHS, two for Oskaloosa. A couple of substitutions coming in for these teams. Martin will check out with those two fouls. And at 5:15 to go in the opening half, back up the floor with the McComb Oskaloosa. And again, Atchison County's on quite the run here as they are on a 9-0 run since about 3 minutes of play in the opening quarter. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the first half now. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds as it'll go back to Oskaloosa. Down in the corner, right in front of the Tiger pep band. Brought in to Massal, who comes off on top. He'll pitch it back over to the left side to Paris Marsh. In the middle of Massal, she has the ball knocked out of her hands. Is going to lose it out of bounds. And another Oskaloosa turnover. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers have all the momentum right now. And as we go inside, 5 minutes of play in the opening half. They're up a half a dozen and coming up on offense. Here's Corey Wagner again. Brings it straight to the top. Goes to the free throw line. Back out on top to Wagner. Long shot, no. Rebound brought down Oskaloosa. Marsh has it. Takes it down the right side. Crosses the timeline. In front of the stands on the far side. The lob down to the baseline left for the long two-point shot is up and a bit too strong off the hand of Hadley Hawk. And now the pass down to the baseline, slapped away by Massal. Comes back in again to the Tigers at their baseline. 4 minutes and 28 seconds ago in the first half. 10-4. ACCHS with the ball out in front. It comes in to the left side, batted away, but saved very deftly by Danny Chu. And here's a shot from the left side, Bowerly for three. So Mackenzie Bowerly has now found the range. Three in the opening quarter, five more already in the second. And at 4:13 to play in the first half, ACCHS has stretched its lead now to 13-4. And now they are on a 12-0 run. Oskaloosa are going to have to stem that tide. Here's a jumper, in and out, no. Rebound, Massal follows up, no. Rebound, Bowerly. Here comes ACCHS. Lady Tigers with the basketball and all the momentum. Up court pass, slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Boyd. Back it'll come to the Tigers. Oskaloosa coming to the bench will bring Jenna Southery into the game. Jenna played a lot in the JV game. She's a freshman. And it's Atchison County basketball. Way out near center court is Corey Wagner. She'll go down the right side of the lane. Gets bumped. Are they going to call a block? Yeah. Didn't know if they were going to be calling a travel or a block. The official on the spot down there says it'll be Michaela Boyd's second foul. So Michaela Boyd with two. Emma Vogel with two. And Oskaloosa has three second quarter fouls with 3:52 to go in the half. Tigers will be putting it to play at their offensive baseline. Doing the inbound work is going to be Corey Wagner. She wants to go into the middle. There it is. Gets Bowerly where she wants her and lays it up and in. Mackenzie Bowerly. 10 points now. And we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break with Coach Lane here at 3:45 to play in the half. It's Bears 15, or rather Tigers 15, Bears 4.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
to have you with us here on Carrot Radio this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering back at the sports studios. Tom Couch with the air courtside. Be aware, if you don't want to take that halftime break, go get yourself a fresh soda and refill that bowl of popcorn, maybe open another bag of chips. Well, you're going to have to step quickly because halftime has been reduced to 5 minutes. On the quick inbound play, Oskaloosa up and in. And their first points in a very long time, it is 15-6. 3:25 to go. Here's a feed underneath and an easy layup for Kerry Wagner. Corey Wagner's first points of the game, 17-6. And for the second time, the Tigers go up 11. Left side, three-point shot, Oskaloosa, no. Offensive board underneath, Southerly brings it back outside, long two, in and out, no. Rebound, Tigers, but a foul. Again, our official is going to say, wait a minute. Don't let any substitution happen here. He's going to... Tigers, Mackenzie Bowerly will be whistled for that foul. It'll be her first. So Alexis is going to come back in. She'll take the inbound, put up a quick one-handed shot that misses, and a rebound to Bowerly. ACCHS has the ball, up 11, 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Tigers trailed early in the game, put on a big run, and have never trailed since. And now the ball is going to be blocked away by Vassal. Going to be knocked out of the Tigers' hands and rolls out of bounds. It will belong to Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. They're down 11 with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. ACCHS in the 2-3 zone. Long cross-court pass, baseline left, 15-foot shot off the back of the rim. Rebound, Masal, up and in. Her first points of the game. Draw, Oskaloosa to within 9, 2:24 to play in the half. Opening quarter, not a lot of scoring. Second quarter, a little more, but certainly no offensive juggernaut yet here tonight. 2:10 to go. Shot blocked by Masal. Are they going to call a foul? We can hear the moans from the Oskaloosa fans. It looked like she had reached out. Coach Lane is really unhappy with Lex picking up her first foul of the game. And Oskaloosa will have its fourth team foul. Shooting type foul as well. Ava Spear at the line. And she's a good shooter. Puts that one up and in. Ava with a three-point shot already in this quarter. Now has her fourth point of the game. Mackenzie Schultz goes into the backcourt and has a long chat with head coach Andrew Eckert. Second free throw by Ava. Perfect. And Spear at 5 points. Back to the 11-point lead for the Lady Tigers with 2 minutes to go in the half. It is 19-8. Cross-court goes back out on top, passing up the long shot. The feed will go to the left block instead. On the floor one time, Sutherland gets bumped. Ultimately gets shoved out of bounds, and we're going to have a Tiger foul on Ava Spear. It'll be her first. Rebounds now for the Lady Tigers. And again, Oskaloosa continues to rotate players in and out. These two coaches, not really deep on the bench, but they certainly rotate players in and out a lot. Baseline shot, no good. Rebound, pull back down, Oskaloosa. Back out on top, it's going to go. They'll dump it over to the left side, passing up the three. Now down to the baseline. Oskaloosa not taking some of the shots that are uncontested. Instead, they want something inside a little closer. Now here's a driving shot that's no good. And another blocking foul is going to be called on Atchison County, and it is going to go again on Ava Spear. As quickly as that, she would have collected her second foul of the game with a minute and a half to go in the half. Oskaloosa coming to the free throw line. Lady Tigers have had a huge, huge second quarter, 14 points in the quarter. They've outscored ACCHS 14, or outscored Oskaloosa 14-4. Free throw here is up and in. And Michaela Boyd will have her first point of the game. The look, the shot, round and round and in. Boyd with two. 19-10. Atchison County up the floor with a minute and a half to go opening half. They'll go over in front of the Oskaloosa bench, owned by the ball in the hands of the Tigers. Back on top of the Shoals. Left side spear. So skip past Bowerly. She gets doubled up as the zone defense kind of collapses around her. Now a falling away shot misses. Offensive rebound. Back to Bowerly. She launches that. Look like she pushes all of the strength she had in that shot. It goes well over the rim and out of bounds. But fortunately for the Lady Tigers, an Oskaloosa player had gotten a hand on it. It'll come back in again to ACCHS with 102. And as it's getting set to come back in, Coach Eckert's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with ACCHS with a minute 2 to go in the half. Lady Tigers 19, Oskaloosa 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back as the Tigers get set to put the ball in play at their offensive end, leading up by 9. In it comes, quick shot up, no rebound, tipped around, and it's going to get away out of play. Back again to ACCHS. Oskaloosa has 4 of the original starting 5 out there. Wright, Marsh, Boyd, Massell, and Sutherly. And now on the inbound play, the Tigers are going to turn it back over. So, coming out of the timeout, Atchison kind of had the ball in play, had drawn something up, and ultimately did not get whatever it was implemented. And now we're going to get a block. We are. Tiger defender falls to the floor, and now, having come off the bench, that's going to be 3 fouls on Ava Spear. So Ava coming out, I'm going to say it's Ava coming out, and Ellie is at the free throw line. Ellie Spear is set to come in. Ellie's a senior. Ava's a sophomore. At the line for Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright. 2 points in the opening quarter. Her first free throw of the game will be in. And now she's got 3. 19-11. One more look at it for Hallie Wright. This one, same way, Robert Bitt went right in. So Hallie has 4. It's 19-12. ACCHS, uncontested 3. Going to be short. Rebound, Lex Vassell. Here comes Oskaloosa. Lady Bears will bring it up right in front of the scorer's table. Are they going to call over and back? The official from the far side is going to make that call. The official following the play up the floor adjacent to the play does not. So for Oskaloosa, a turnover. Tigers are going to get it back. Half a minute to go in the half. Atchison County with the ball, leading 7. Mackenzie Scholes swings it left side to Danny Chu. Over to the left block. Bowerly out on top. Here's Spear. Goes 3-0. Rebound. Lost out of play. Off the Tigers. It'll belong to Oskaloosa. Crazy CHS. Danny Chu and McKenzie Schultz getting a little bit tangled up going for that rebound. Either one of them individually would have been able to clear it away, but instead it goes out of bounds. And coast to coast, the runner on the other end. Just attacking the basket. Hallie Wright for 2. 19-14. And a shot at halftime is off the mark. And Oskaloosa, who found themselves down double figures, has battled back. It's a 5-point game at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the half for you. Teams headed for the locker room, where it is ACCHS 19, Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 14.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, we'll be back with a quick halftime scoring.
Well, it sounds like we just lost Tom. I will be just going ahead with the halftime right about now. Again, the score in this game is ACCHS 19, Oskaloosa 14.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Well, we're going to make this short and sweet. Taking a look at the scores in the area, we've got Sabetha falling to Holton in the girls' game, 36-23. It was Hiawatha over Royal Valley in the girls' game, 45-30. Jackson Heights beat McClouth, 54-15. And in this game at the half, we're sitting with ACCHS at 19 to Oskaloosa's 14. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of snow with fog and spots tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 27. Southerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 38, with fog and spots early tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 21, and foggy tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tonight, with another dust storm Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back. Our abbreviated halftime gets us here in a hurry. And the two teams are back out on the court, set to go to the second half. It is a 19-14 ACCHS lead. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio. And we do still have power at the Care Studios right now. It's apparently there are some area outages, so we'll hope everyone is well and make sure that these things are being dealt with as expeditiously as possible. The official's just not coming out. They're not used to these short minutes-long halftime. And we're set to go to the second half. Tom Counts with you here. 19-14, Lady Tigers in front. They have led by as many as 11 a couple of times in the game. And it'll be Oskaloosa bringing the ball in to begin the second half. We are underway. Lady Bears with the ball, and they'll have the original starting five. Tigers are going to see the other way. Here comes McKenzie. Powerly into the forecourt. We'll work it around to the right side. When I say McKenzie, I have to come back and check myself, because for the Lady Tigers, you got McKenzie Scholes and McKenzie Bowerly out of the court with Danny Chu, Corey Wagner, and Madison Martin. Madison out there with a couple of first half fouls. Here's a running shot high off the window, but no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Masao. Here comes Oskaloosa, bringing it down the floor, running down to the right side. Driving shot is going to be up, no good. Masao rebounds it down, and as she goes up, she is going to be fouled and goes hard to the floor. Her teammates help her to her feet. She seems to be fine. Foul is going to be on Madison Martin. It'll be her third foul, first foul of the third quarter by ACCHS. Oskaloosa brings it in. Hook pass right side, Masao. Again, we talked about it early in the game. Lex is a double-double averaging player. Here's a three from the left side for Hallie Wright. She's got nine. And it's 19-17 Tigers by two with 7:11 to go in the third quarter. And now Atchison County comes across midcourt, travels with the basketball. And Oskaloosa has an opportunity to tie with a two, take a lead with the three. Here come the Lady Bears and Hallie Wright up the floor and swings it over to the left side to Paris Marsh. Back out top to right. She'll go three. Off the rim twice, won't go. Rebounding it down, Atchison County. Danny Chu sweeps it away. Gets it away to Bowerly, who brings it up the floor, takes it to the top of the key, keeps the dribble alive. Now she's going to stop, square up, launch three short. Rebounded off the floor by Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel. Here come the Lady Bears. Oski down the floor with it. Over to the right side. The long two. No. Rebound. Oskaloosa. Back over to the left side. They'll drive baseline. Hook pass in the middle for Masao. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Bowerly. She'll throw a forearm. No foul. Brings it back on top. Three-point shot. No, it's going to bounce over the backboard and out of bounds. Back is going to come to Oskaloosa. A lot more running, a lot more shooting, and a lot more excitement in the first minute and a half of the third quarter than we saw pretty much in the entire first quarter of this low-scoring game where it's 19-17. 6:15 to play in the third quarter. Atchison County here at home with a two-point lead. Oskaloosa in the middle. Masao off the glass doesn't get it to fall. You can see the look in her eye and the disappointment on her face. She thought she would hit that. Did not. And back the other way it comes. All alone, Madison Martin misses the point-blank layup. Her follow shot is rejected by Masao, who picks up the foul. The foul is going to be on Lex. It'll be her second foul tonight. First foul of the second half by Oskaloosa. Actually, first foul of the third quarter for Oskaloosa. Madison Martin with 2 points in the game so far this evening. Coming to the free throw line. It'll be her first free throws tonight. She's usually a good free throw shooter, and that one is up and in. Out of the game is going to come Bowerly back in for Atchison County. It will be Ava Spear. Now remember, Ava is out there carrying the weight of three fouls already. Addison Martin can put her team up by four and will. So Martin has her fourth point of the game, pushing this Tiger lead now to 21-17. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Over to the right side is going to be Masao. Takes it down to the baseline. Pushes it back up on top. Squaring up. Here's a three on his way. Got it. Knocking down the three from the left elbow is going to be Mackenzie Boyd, and she's got five. 21-20. We got a one-point game with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Each team has been in front. The Tigers have led by 11 two different times Tuscaloosa on the road here tonight, not giving any ground. Now the lob into the middle is looking for Mackenzie Scholes, but stolen away. Knocking it free, Emma Vogel. We're bringing up the floor. Now the Tigers are going to steal it back. We've got elbows swinging. We got a player laying on the floor for Oskaloosa who took a brunt of an elbow, and she's still on the floor, and we're taking a timeout, Joseph. 5:18 to go in the third. Lady Tigers 21, Oskaloosa 20.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Okay, we return. Let me kind of recap what went on. Lex Masal on the floor gets up. They take her out of the game for just a moment. She's right back in. Tough, tough competitor. As the ball comes in for Atchison County, we had it immediately a foul by Mackenzie Scholes, and it's Oskaloosa back up the floor with it. And Masal is right back in the game. 5 minutes of play in the third quarter. The feed underneath, the layup is going to be missed, but we're going to get another Tiger foul. That was a wide open and a good look for Emma Vogel, who could not knock it down. For Atchison County, Corey Wagner, her first foul, Tiger team foul three. In the third quarter, fouls on Martin, Scholes, and Wagner. Oskaloosa at the line, a high arcing free throw is well short for Emma Vogel. She's got 2 points. Got those back in the opening quarter, and it's still a one-point game. She can tie it up with the second free throw. 5:05 to go in the third. This one is up and wide, wide to the right side. We're going to have a lane violation, and we're going to get a reprieve for Emma Vogel. So the Tigers committing a lane violation. Now the officials are going to have a little come-together meeting in the middle of the lane, and they concur. One of the Atchison County players got into the lane too quickly, and so Vogel's going to get a redo. This one is up wide to the left side, not close. And not drawing iron, it's going to be put in play by Atchison County for the baseline. Here come the Lady Tigers. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-20, Atchison County. Up floor, going from right to left, Corey Wagner. Into the lane it goes. Bowerly, she'll turn around to the lane, shoot and score. Mackenzie Bowerly has a dozen. And it's 23-20. 4:44 to go, third quarter. Here's a turnaround shot by Masal. No. Follow shot up, yes. The offensive rebound put straight back up and in by Emma Vogel, and she's got four. 23-22, 4:32 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Effingham, and the guys' game still to follow. Running shot in the lane is well off the mark. There was nobody in the middle there for Atchison County. That was certainly a broken play of some sort as Oskaloosa, trailing by one, comes up the floor with a basketball. 23-22. Over to the baseline right. Rainbow three, short. Rebound underneath. Oskaloosa had it, lost it, and again, an Oskaloosa player ends up on the floor as the Tigers. Mackenzie Scholes comes into the forecourt, slips, falls, throws an arm back, shoves the Oskaloosa player away, and it gets the chagrin of the many Bear fans in the gym. They're allowed to play on. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Bowerly from the left side puts up a jumper and knocks it down. Mackenzie Bowerly with 14 points now. 25-22. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Oskaloosa, baseline left, deep in the corner, long cross-court pass. The three, up and in, plus one! Bowerly comes racing over to try to defend the open shot from Hallie Wright. Wright gets it away, knocks it down. Bowerly with contact, sending Wright sprawling into the stands. And Hallie Wright will have a chance at a four-point play. The foul by Mackenzie Bowerly will be her second of the night. The Tigers' fourth of the quarter. And the game is tied. And the free throw misses. And rebound, Masal had it. She gets blown up and knocked to the floor. And this time they're going to call a foul on Atchison County's Mackenzie Schultz. That'll be the Tigers' fifth third quarter foul. And we've still got 3.5 minutes to go in the third. That means Oskaloosa's going to probably have a lot of free throw looks here in the third quarter. Lexi Masal is going to be up there. Her first free throw of the game, off the mark. Masal not having her typical offensive night. Averages a double-double. She has 2 points this evening. Second free throw. Yes. And Oskaloosa has gone in front at 26-25 with 3:20 to play. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. Here comes Oskaloosa. They'll race down the floor, stop to the left side, kick it across, feed off on top, and then a little miscommunication, and Bears are going to turn it over. But I'll tell you what you're seeing right now is Oskaloosa beginning to feel it. They've stepped up the speed. The tempo and the pace of the game has been like a light switch going on for this Oskaloosa team here in the third quarter. And now with 3:09 to go in the third, the Tigers will bring it in play, and they have it in the backcourt. Corey Wagner walking up the floor, crossing at the center. He sends away over to the right side, picked up on the player defense by Michaela Boyd for Oskaloosa. The lob into the middle. It's going to be batted for and stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. Outlet down the floor. Hallie Wright up and good. Hallie Wright makes it 28-25. And the Tigers now trail by three with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Down 11, less than a quarter ago, Oskaloosa has taken a lead. Now two more for Mackenzie Bowerly. 6 in the quarter, 16 in the game for Mackenzie. 28-27. Baseline three. Good from deep in the right corner again for Oskaloosa. Another three. This one belongs to Michaela Boyd. And it's down 31-27. Bounce pass right side. Martin's layup won't go. They'll say it was contact and a foul. And it'll be Madison coming to the line. Let's see which Oskaloosa player is going to be called. It's going to be on Paris Marsh, her first. That is Oskaloosa's second third quarter foul. And Madison Martin, who is 2 of 2 at the free throw line, comes back up to the stripe. Puts it on its way and perfect. It is 31-28. 2:07 to go. One more shot. Halfway down, and it spins out. 31-28 Oskaloosa. Bears coming up the floor with it. They'll spin it left side to Marsh. Back across to the right to Boyd. Beats it to the baseline. Another three. And another one. It's in. Back to back to back. Shots. Hallie Wright hits the three. It's 34-28. And Oskaloosa doing damage from the perimeter. The cross-court pass looking for Martin. Stolen by Oskaloosa. Bears are on the run. Race it down the court. 3-on-1. The running shot is up and won't go in. Did we get a charge? We're going to get the offensive foul call. Let's see against whom it's going to be. Minute 36 to go in the third quarter. That will be the third foul of the game for Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. Lady Bears by 6. Driving in, going up, shot misses, getting her own rebound, block, and a foul. The shot went up for Corey Wagner, didn't hit it. I think she was looking to draw the foul there. Got her own rebound as the ball hit the backboard really hard. She came straight back to her. She took it up again, and this time, after another unsuccessful shot, she was able to draw the foul and will come to the free throw line. That is the second foul on Oskaloosa's Paris Marsh, if you're keeping your book at home. And I'm sure you are. Free throw here. Yeah. Tigers knocking him down to the line as Corey Wagner collecting her third point of the game. Getting Atchison County back to within 5 with a minute 26 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw. Looks good, but it'll come up short. And boxing out, the rebound is going to be taken down by Oskaloosa. 34-29, two-point shot, no. Followed up, Masal, no. Rebound, Oskaloosa, no. Rebound, taken away by Spear, and stolen back by Oskaloosa. They'll feed it to the right. Lob it off on top, moving the ball really briskly now, Oskaloosa. Hard to keep up with the basketball, and now take it or eye off the ball. It's going to get away out of bounds off the hands of Hallie Wright. And with a minute to come in the third quarter, Atchison County gets a reprieve. They're going to have the ball back in play from the backcourt. Oskaloosa, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Got Madison Martin up playing at the high post now, about a step above the top of the three-point ring. Pritchett High School, also the top of the key circle. Here's a drive into the lane. Is that a travel? Oh, they're going to call a foul. They'll say someone reached in. I saw the stumble by Corey Wagner, and they're going to say that was predicated by a foul, and it will be the third foul for Parrish Marsh. All of Marsh's fouls have come in the third quarter. Corey's one of two at the line. That one won't go. 3 points tonight for ACCHS Corey Wagner. She's a junior. Puts this one up, in and out. Nope, and a rebound. Atchison County, nice save. Fowler shot, Bowerly for two more. Mackenzie Bowerly keeping her team in the game. She's the only Tiger to have scored from the floor in the third quarter. It is 34-31. 21 seconds to go in the third. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Now they're going to slow the tempo down a little bit. Try to pass in the middle from Massau, but it's going to be batted away from her. Atchison County doing a great job of keeping Lex Massau, Oskaloosa's best scorer, really from being a part of this game. Now we got Bowerly launching one for three, gives the official a mean look as he calls no foul, and we go to the fourth quarter. This is going to be a great finish. Girls High School basketball here on Care Radio. Going to the fourth quarter, it's Oskaloosa 34, Atchison County 31.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
What we saw, opening quarter, 5-4. Okay, not a ton of scoring, not a lot of offense happening. We saw a third quarter, 20 points for Oskaloosa in that quarter, 12 for Atchison County as the Bears have come from behind to take a three-point lead into the fourth. ACCHS and all players are led by Mackenzie Bowerly's 18 points. Oskaloosa, their leading scorer, has 17, and that is Hallie Wright. We go to the fourth quarter. It'll be Tiger basketball, and here comes ACCHS. Way up top again, it's going to be Martin. Jumps it over to Corey Wagner. Corey's going to launch three wide, and the rebound out on top. Here comes Oskaloosa. The jailbreak, the drive, the shot, the bucket. Hallie Wright now, the leading scorer in the game, has 19. 36-31. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Tigers to Bowerly. You know they got to be looking to her. She's led them tonight. She's led them all season. She puts up a shot here that won't fall in. Oskaloosa sweeps the board away. Not only coming up with a rebound, but also coming up the floor with it. It'll be Parrish Marsh. Parrish jumped up to Michaela Boyd. Plenty of fouls in this game, but no player on either team with more than three. So no one in imminent danger. Oskaloosa to right. They'll swing up left side. Vogel. Again, one of the big differences now between the high school and the college game with no shot clock. You can be very patient. Now, Oskaloosa didn't stay real patient there. They launched one down to the baseline that gets away and goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Tiger basketball with 6:45 to go in the game. Still a 36-31 lead for Oskaloosa on the road here this evening. Pass underneath for Martin. All alone. Layup won't drop. Rebound tapped out. Tigers are going to save it. The follow shot won't go in, and we'll get an Oskaloosa foul. And that's going to put Mackenzie Scholes at the free throw line. As the official comes over, it'll be Lex Massau collecting her third foul. So Oskaloosa, three players with three fouls. The Tigers, two players with three fouls. And McKenzie, who's 0 for 2 at the free throw line, cannot get that one to fall either. It remains 36-31 Atchison County with 6.5 to go in the ballgame. Don't forget the guys' game coming up shortly. And I mean by shortly, I mean they have accelerated these games due to the weather, trying to get people on their way home early as they can. Second free throw by McKenzie's in there. And it's 36-32 Oskaloosa. Lady Bears bring it up. And that's Hallie Wright. Goes to the baseline. It's up. It's in for Emma Vogel. Emma with a half a dozen. 38-32. Equaling their largest lead of the game. Oskaloosa's up 6. Tigers go right side. Martin underneath. There she goes. Madison Martin. Her 7th point of the game. 38-34. Tigers staying close, keeping their opponent within reach. Now the ball batted around, as Tigers are going to steal it back. Up it comes right side, Corey Wagner. She'll slow it up, let her team join her in the forecourt. Comes out on top to Danny Chu. The pass over to the left side, out on top to Bowerly. She'll launch and hit the three. McKenzie Bowerly with 21 now. 38-37, a one-point game at 5.5 to play. Oskaloosa taking a timeout. We'll do it too. Joseph taking a break. 5.5 left in the game. It's a good one. Oskaloosa 38, Atchison County 37.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Got a great finish coming your way here on the ladies' game. But don't forget, we still got a good guys' game coming up. So do not get away. Oh, by the way, in case you are cruising the dial and you're, you know, sitting around the hearth at home right now, we hope you're inside. Yes, you are right. This is KAIRFM Horton Atchison, high school basketball on a January Friday. Oskaloosa with a single-digit lead, putting the ball in play. They'll go left side. Driving to the left side of the lane. The shot is up. It's going to be partially deflected, but a Tiger foul. Let's see against whom. That's going to be the first one tonight by Danny Chu. And it'll be the first Tiger fourth quarter foul. However, it's going to bring up free throws for Hallie Wright. This one rattles home. Hallie Wright with 20 points. It is 39-37. Looks it over. That one will not go in. So Oskaloosa by 2 as the Tigers sweep it away. And again, up court with it. Walking across the timeline. That's Corey Wagner with the ball. Changes hands with the dribble a little bit. Dumps it over to the right side to Chu. Danny wants to lob underneath. Gets it there to Martin. Backs in. Tries to get a shot away. Defended pretty closely, kicks it over to Bowerly. She'll go beneath the rim, tries a little reverse layup. No, Martin follows it up. No, and it's pulled down by Masal, who gets bumped and pushed and shoved. No foul yet. And finally, Oskaloosa is going to clear it away. Bowerly trying to sneak up behind Michaela Boyd, but Michaela gets it all the way to the baseline. And we will get a double dribble on Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright up top side. An unforced turnover by the Lady Bears with 4:34 to go. Oskaloosa continues to rotate players in and out of the game, but neither team, again, has gone very deeply into the bench. Oskaloosa has played, I believe, according to my book, 7. The Tigers have played 7. Nice give and go. Bowerly all alone on the drive, shoots and scores. Bowerly with 23. And we are tied at 39. 4:10 left. Baseline three. In and out, no. Rebound, Martin. Tigers with a chance to regain the advantage. A forward of basketball. Atchison again. You can hear in the background, maybe, Coach Eckert giving a little instruction to his team, a little encouragement. As up the floor as they come. Over to the right side, that's Danny Chu. She'll feed right side of the lane. Scholes turns, shoots, knocks it down. Mackenzie Scholes, first field goal of the game. Makes it 41-39 Tigers. Now underneath, it's up and in for Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. 41-41. Tied again, 3:29 to play. Wagner feeds over in front of the Tiger bench, and it's going to get away out of bounds. Oskaloosa will get it back in. What a great finish coming up for us with 3:20 to play. It's 41-41. Baseline, the shot, nope. But Lex Masal gets fouled. And it will be foul number four by Madison Martin. So Lex Masal, a frustrating night as the double-digit scorer is held to three, a two-point shot, and one of two at the free throw line. She'll hit that first free throw. And back in front will go Oskaloosa. 3:11 left. One more shot as the gym gets kind of quiet. It is up. It is good. 43-41. Tigers. Here comes Corey up the court. Should be just across the center circle. She'll lob underneath for Martin. Loses the handle. Able to retrieve it. Turns and shoots. It's too soft. Masal sweeps the board down. And here comes Oskaloosa. Paris Marsh will bring it. Goes right side. The drive across the baseline. The feed in the middle to Masal, whose shot won't fall. Lex had a good spot in the front, and stick kind of came off the side of her hand. Wide to the right side. Tigers back up with a down by two with 2.5 left. We're coming down to the late moments of the game. Beautiful entry pass, and Martin gets fouled and will come to the line. Madison Martin had tremendous interior position. She's gotten inside. Masal, Lex coming in late, reaches over the top and commits the foul. It'll be her fourth. And Madison Martin, who's been really good at the free throw line, has a couple of shots that could tie this game. First one is going to come up just short. Still a 43-41 Oskaloosa lead. 2:31 to go. Madison will look it over. The sophomore, big knee bend, and the free throw in and out. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Bears back up four with it. 2:20 to go. As Hallie Wright comes across midcourt. Cross court pass stolen. It was telegraphed. It was intercepted. And the coast-to-coast drive won't go. And we'll get a foul on the other end. And again, the Lady Tigers coming to the free throw line. This time it'll be Mackenzie Scholes. Mackenzie has, what, 3 points in the game. All of them have come here in this big fourth quarter. Going to be the first foul of the night for Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. Here comes Mackenzie up at the line. Right-handed shot. Won't get. The Tiger Jr. will have one more look at it. Get her team back to within one. 2:15 to go. She takes a deep breath. That one is perfect. Mackenzie has four. And it's 43-42, and we're down to 2:12 left. We're going to get a timeout. Yep. Bears taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to do it with them. 2:08 to play. It's anybody's ball game. Oskaloosa 43, Atchison County 42.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Having a head along with us here on Care Radio, Joseph in the studio, Tom Townsend here, courtside in Effingham, Kansas, where we're coming down to the wire. 2:08 to go in the ladies' game, with the guys' game still to be played, but all eyes and all attention on this one. It is a 43-42 Oskaloosa lead on the road tonight. Lady Bears coming out of the timeout will have it in play just in the back court. Comes into Hallie Wright, and she will walk it up. Atchison County is going to settle into the 2-3 zone, and they are going to be very patient. They're setting back, not attacking the ball, not chasing the ball, flexing the zone, staying above the three-point ring. Pass comes out on top, and not a great pass, luckily, for Michaela Boyd. It was slapped out of bounds by Bowerly. She was not able to recover the ball, and back it'll come in play in front of the Oskaloosa bench. Bears have it. And at this time, the pass is going to be stolen by Bowerly. Minute 47 to go. Oskaloosa kept going to Bowerly's side, going to Bowerly's side, and that time she made him pay. Tigers have the basketball with a minute 40 to go, down one. Bowerly with, 23 points. The shot is up, no rebound, Oskaloosa. Head coach Kevin Lane on his feet, hand up in the air, telling his team, slow it down. We're at a minute 20 to go in the game. Oskaloosa has the ball up one. To the right side is going to be Wright. And you can hear in the background Coach Eckert saying, don't foul, don't foul. And now Oskaloosa will throw it away. The pass into the corner is going to bounce off a player's hands and go out of bounds. Tigers will have yet another opportunity. A minute 10 to go. ACCHS here at home with the basketball. Going up to the high post mark. She's way out near the center circle. Dishes it to the right side of Mackenzie Scholes. Out on top again to Martin. Inside a minute to play now. Tigers take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. 57 seconds left in the game. Oskaloosa 43, Atchison County 42.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Not a huge crowd on hand here tonight. Certainly the weather keeping all but the most hearty fan at home this evening, and absolutely can't blame no one for staying in on a night like it is outside tonight. But the fans who are here are strong in spirit. Tigers are going to be putting it in play, coming out of the timeout, trailing by one. Martin will have it right side. Dribbles a couple of times. Back it goes. Bowerly, she'll go three. Doesn't get it. Follow back up, doesn't get it, and we're going to get a foul. Martin will come to the free throw line. As she went for the follow shot, the foul on Lex Masal will be her fourth of the game, and Lex will foul out here tonight with 44 seconds to play in the evening with only 5 points, three of them from the free throw line. And coming to the line, Madison Martin. She's a good free throw shooter, but missed her last two. She's got 7 points tonight. This one is on its way, rims out. The best the Tigers can do is tie the game with 44 seconds left. Madison going to look it over again. This one is up, looks good, and it's up and over the backboard, but they do not make that call as it's rebounded back down by Oskaloosa. Here come the Bears. With the basketball leading by one, and we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. Joseph, We have to do it. It's leading up to the final second. 39 seconds to go in the game. It is Oskaloosa 43, Atchison County 42.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Coming out of the timeout, it'll be pretty played by Oskaloosa. Midcourt by Emma Vogel. She'll be bringing it into Hallie Wright. We got out there Michaela Boyd. Now, Tigers push in a little tighter defense. Ball comes off on top. They'll swing it right side. And did we get a foul call? There will be. The foul is going to be on Bowerly. It'll be only her third. And for the Tigers, it'll only be the third, fourth quarter foul, so they've still got another one to give before putting Oskaloosa at the free throw line. It's going to come and play out near midcourt. And Hallie Wright will take it. She gets doubled up and pushed, and so the Tigers will pick up that fourth foul. This one will be given to Corey Wagner, only her second, again, inconsequential. Only Madison Martin for Atchison County is in any trouble with four fouls. Now, every foul is going to be a free throw. Oskaloosa will bring it into the backcourt. Dish it into the corner. 15 seconds left. And reaching in, and there's going to be the Tiger foul. It'll be Danny Chu getting her second. And Oskaloosa will come to the free throw line. Let's see who it's going to be. It'll be Hallie Wright. So Hallie comes up there. One, two, three. Out of five at the free throw line tonight, has 22 points. This free throw, no. Both teams have struggled. In the fourth quarter, the Tigers are 2 of 8 at the free throw line. Oskaloosa is 3 of 5. We're getting a timeout taken by Oskaloosa, but we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, as we're down to 13 seconds to go in the game. Coming up next is going to be the guys' game. Do not miss that one. And then tomorrow, it's going to be quick turnaround as we're going to have Benedictine basketball. 12 noon as the Ravens and Mount Mercy. It is 43-42. Oskaloosa by one. Each team has had pretty substantial leads. The Tigers led by 11 at two different times in the first half. Both of them late in the second quarter, near halftime. Oskaloosa has led by as many as 6 a couple of times. At the free throw line, Hallie Wright looking to give her team a 2-point lead. Up, no. Rebound, Martin. Here comes Atchison County. They've got a chance with 10 seconds. And into the forecourt, another timeout. Okay, we're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. You got to know if you're ACCHS. There are only a couple of ways that this play is going to be able to go. Okay, you're going to go two. If you can get the ball in the middle, you're going to go to your 6'2" sophomore, Madison Martin, okay? Has she struggled at the free throw line? Yeah, a little bit tonight, but even though she's, 3 of 8 at the free throw line, you're looking to get her open, maybe off the block and get a short shot. You're only down one, and that would do exactly what Coach Andrew Eckert needs. If it's not Madison Martin inside off the block or inside the block, you know they're going to be looking to Mackenzie Bowerly. Mackenzie at 23 points tonight. She's hit a couple of threes. They're going to look for her maybe to shoot from the outside, and it's a last-second shot. That would be the option, but they're probably going to be looking for Bowerly to shoot off the drive, a little dribble drive, and maybe even draw a foul in a 2-point game. Bowerly's a good free throw shooter. Going to be an interesting last 9.3 seconds. Here we go. Tigers putting it in at midcourt across the way. Looking to bring it. It's batted away. Nearly stolen. Knocked out of bounds by Michaela Boyd. Back into the Tigers for the Tigers with 8.6. Looking. See, they're running around at the three-point line. And there's the back door. And did we get another timeout by Coach Eckert? We did. So ACC just will take another timeout. And they're going to be putting the ball in play. And I'm not sure. I think the officials are trying to decide if it's going to be from the side. It is. Because Coach Eckert's asking them, where will the ball come in play? And it's going to come in play from the mid-court on the far side and on the sideline. I think he was thinking perhaps it was going to be coming in at the baseline, but it's not. It's going to be coming in at the side. 7.7 seconds. And anyway, it doesn't sound like much, but a lot of things can happen in a basketball game at 7.7. You can get a couple possessions out of this. Wright, Marsh, Boyd, Vogel, all in the game, along with Jenna Southery. Here comes the Tigers. They'll bring it in, and there's the foul. Fowley took the ball and drove into the defender. The foul is going to be called on Paris Marsh. And I'm going to tell you what, the Oskaloosa staff is very unhappy with that foul. Marsh will collect her fourth foul. And a great free throw shooter in Bowerly at the line with 5 seconds to go. First shot, yes. Ties the game. Mackenzie Bowerly picking up her 24th point tonight. For the lead, it's in. Bowerly will hit them both. 44-43. Back up with it, Oskaloosa. At the buzzer, it's off the rim, and that's it. Tigers win it. Final score, Atchison County 44, Oskaloosa 43. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Guys, teams are warming up quickly. We're going to recap this so we can get our break in before the guys' game starts just minutes from now. Huge win for ACCHS as the Lady Tigers go to 3-4 on the season, and or 3-4 in the conference and 3-5 on the season. ACCH led by your Bank of or Union State Bank player of the game. Union State Bank player of the game, Mackenzie Bowerly, was 25. Not only did she lead all scorers, but those two free throws in the last 5 seconds of the game to bring her team from one down to the one-point win. Following her, Madison Martin, 7, Corey Wagner, 5, Ava Spear, 5-4 tonight for Mackenzie Scholes. For Oskaloosa, huge game. Hallie Wright with 20 points, 8 tonight for Michaela Boyd. Half a dozen, Emma Vogel and Lex Masal with 5. Oskaloosa, now 3-3 and 4-3 on the year. We're taking a brief recess. We'll be back. The guys are out of the court warming up. We'll have the boys game next. Final score again in the ladies contest. Atchison County, 44. Oskaloosa, 43. Don't go far. We'll be back with the guys game shortly.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.